Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I apologize for my audio. I forgot my AirPods.
Oh boy.
Period. it is what it is, though. You can still should be able to hear me just fine.
Yeah, I think it's going to come through okay.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. How you been?
Man, I've been good. Busy. Busy, cold, and stressed, but I've been good. I've had a lot worse days, and I've had a lot better days, so not a ton to complain about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What about yourself? Well, do you want to go ahead and start back from Saturday and kind of go through Saturday, and then we'll kind of...
the hunt Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into that.
Don't matter. Saturday was a last-minute hunt.
It was a very last-minute hunt.
Called you. It's probably already dark outside.
It wasn't, but it was close. I was getting out of the shower, headed to dinner. So it was, yeah. I mean, it was like probably 5:30.
Yeah,
5:30, something like that.
Yeah, just about dark. I'd gotten invited on a hunt in Oklahoma and got the go ahead to invite somebody else. So I gave you a ring, and it was supposed to be just a banger. I mean, there was 150 mallards and about another 100 teal on this pond. And I have videos of it and everything like that, but there's super strong north wind. I think the moon was just bright enough. Where I think it pushed them out that day.
Yeah.
But we drove up to Oklahoma in the morning. Couple hour drive. It wasn't all that bad, really.
No, I mean, it really wasn't. What time did we leave your house?
Three.
Okay, so I left my house at 2.
So 3:30, I think. 3:30, something like that.
Something like that.
That was an hour before shooting light, which was like 6:30, something like that.
Yeah, it was 6:30.
Yeah.
Because daylight's 7. Yeah,
so that was fun. Drove up there that morning. Sun was out super early.
It was super odd.
It looked like first light about 25 minutes before first light.
Yeah. You know how like you get that, that like horizon glow, like when the sun's coming up and stuff, where it hasn't risen yet. Like you can't see the sun, like a sunset basically, but sunrise. I don't know why I tried to describe a sunrise so weird.
No, I get it.
But when the sunrise started, it was just like immediately bright.
It
was oddly bright. And I mean, we were standing around like, why is it so bright? You know, and it was just goofy.
Couldn't tell you. But we had just a few teal and a couple shovelers or spoonbills, whatever you want to call them.
Boot lips.
Yeah. Couple of those working before shooting light, and then shooting light happened, and we were just kind of sitting around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh, you know?
Okay, now what?
What's going on? But that one, we ended up having to wait it out, and what did we end up with? 14?
Mm-hmm. After we went and hopped a bunch of ponds.
Ponds too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went in Rome.
Right. And I mean, it was all private land and everything like that. And so, you know, why not?
Went in Rome. Yep. And then we headed back that day and I got a little bit of sleep, woke up early the next morning and headed over here to the land of snow geese, I guess. Good Lord. There's 4 million of them in this area.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, over here near Stuttgart, Arkansas, hunting the White River, which I got here, late Sunday night, and it was already dark by the time I got here, and I pulled into the boat ramp and, like, shined my headlights, and I was expecting just, like, a normal river, like a normal North Texas river.
Wrong.
I was very wrong.
Yeah.
This river's like 200, 250, 300 yards across.
Yeah, it's a big old boy.
It's a big old river. I've never ran a big river like that. So it's weird. Like going in the hole in the morning. This morning I had a jet sled full of gear. A guy. Me. And we were running 22 and a half, 23, something like that. Which is fast for my boat with all.
Oh, miles an hour. Oh, I got you. I got you. Got you.
Yeah, which is fast for my boat,
Sure.
but it's because we're going with the current.
Right. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Coming back, I dropped a man, kept the gear and me, and I was only going 20 and a half. Lost 2 miles an hour and lost weight because
Dang.
I was up the current. It's just weird.
And it uses a lot more fuel, I imagine.
I would imagine so. I probably need to check on that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how far y'all were running and stuff like that, but I will say
My
your gas mileage is, or your knots per knot, or not gallons per knots. Is it knots? Not
don't
nautical miles, whatever. It's pretty good. But
Yeah, running down there's fine, but running back up is probably using a ton.
yeah, you're working against it. What, speaking of a little bit of sleep, so, I fully planned Saturday, leaving my house at 2, getting yours at 3 or whatever time it was, and we had like 2, a little over 2 hours to get up there. And I fully intended to just,
Sleep.
get on the road and conk out and sleep and then more than likely drive back. But I didn't. I didn't at all. And which was very surprising because I mean I did get in bed at a decent time Friday night, which I've been a lot better about this year, about like actually getting in bed and like actually getting up on time and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy on what happens when you have to get up at 3 a.m. and you go to bed at 10 versus 2.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't really know how to explain it.
Right.
But we and then I was dozing off on the way home, like a perfect time to doze off, on the straightaway home. We're on autopilot at this point and nothing's happening. I close my eyes and I'm just laying there and I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead and snooze here for a little bit. Got about, I don't know, 30 minutes back to your house and then an hour back to mine. So I was like, I'll go ahead and snooze. And I don't know, maybe 5 minutes into this little nap, my phone starts ringing. And I just like glance at my watch because I was like, there's only a few people who just be calling me randomly.
That I'm gonna answer.
And I was like, the only person that would just call me randomly just to chit chat is sitting next to me in the truck. So I was like, I don't, if this is somebody that I know, I probably need to pick it up. And I looked and it was my dad and I was like, God dang it. I was like, hey. So I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I needed to pick up the phone kind of deal.
Told you some piece of information, and you were like, oh, yeah, and then you got the phone, and you're like, I already knew that, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, probably, but I don't remember what it was at this point, but oh, I kind of remember. It doesn't matter, but yeah, so sleep good, no sleep bad, but
Funny how all that works. That's what I'm fighting with. You know me, I. If I have a lack of sleep, I don't function.
yeah, that's the difference between me and you is I can function with no sleep. I'm just gonna weird stuff's gonna happen, but you just can't.
Well, this week I have proven myself wrong. Last night I think we got 4 hours. The night before that we actually slept in, so I got like 8. But the night before that, I got about 30 minutes of sleep.
What?
Well, because we didn't have the house Sunday night.
Oh.
I tossed up and slept in the truck at the boat ramp. Well, I got there at like 6, and the one guy here from Ohio was gonna get there at 8, and then everybody else was getting here at 10. And I got there, fiddled around town a little bit, got like gas in the truck probably, and then just kind of sat there. Oh, I was watching the Cowboys game at the ramp on my phone, and then he pulls up, so I go talk to him for like, an hour. Just met him.
Oh, are you saying 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you said, they were gonna get there at 8, and he was gonna get there at 10 or whatever, and I was like, seems kind of late, but I don't know, man.
Yeah,
You guys are talking p.m.
PM Sunday night,
Whew.
and we're hunting Monday morning.
Right, 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 right.
Blind spot.
So you drove there, went straight to the boat ramp, or not straight to it, but you just stopped. You stopped at the boat ramp to, hunt. Animals, absolute
Yeah,
animals.
crazy, right? So then, the guy from Ohio here, he gets in, and I talk to him for like 45 minutes, an hour, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna go to the gas station." But yeah, I'm gonna go back to my truck. And then like settled in and like barely fell asleep, and then everybody else from Alabama pulls in. I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So then, same thing. Talked to them for more like 2 hours, hour and a half, something like that, and then by that time, it's like 12:45, and slept for like 30 minutes because we had to be up at 2.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize I turned my mic off. I had a cough.
Crazy, crazy. But so yeah, Sunday night, like 30 minutes of sleep, maybe an hour. Night after that, kind of caught back up on that sleep. 8-ish hours, I think, 10 maybe, 8 to 10, and then like 4 or 5, and let's see, I'm gonna go to sleep, it'll be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. I'll get 7 hours of sleep tonight. This is perfect.
Hey, there you go. What time are y'all leaving the house there?
Well, so the way that this refuge, like National Wildlife Refuge, works is you can be on the river at anytime. You can't leave the river bank, ish.
Is it pretty cut and dry, like where the river is and where the, I mean, I guess it's like you can't be into the trees. Is that what it is? Okay.
But like today I went 10 yards into the trees because I was going to mess my pants if I didn't. I was like, if I have to get a ticket, that's totally fine. I'm sure he'll understand, though.
Meh, we just butt up against some trees.
Yeah, well, that's
Yeah.
like about 5, 10 yards in, and just later right there.
It's like you can write me a ticket, but you're gonna have to give me a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to come sign it for you. It's a little messed up what you're doing here, bro, but whatever. I get it, but you're gonna have to give me just a second.
Yeah. And then, so at 4, you can leave and go run to your hole. So this works out
You
perfect.
can leave the river.
Yeah, you can leave the river side.
Okay.
This works out perfect given that I have a slow boat.
Yeah.
A
So
brand new road drive. That's slow.
there
Slow
you go.
drive.
Slow
The other
drive.
guy from Ohio, he has a Bosch drive. I think he's running like 26, 27, which is not outrunning an outboard.
No. Outrun my boat.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. What so the rules are you can't be in the trees from any time outside of the time. What did you say? 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oh, 4 a.m. to noon. Is that what it is? Okay, so you can't be in there scouting or anything like during the day.
No, you can. You can scout, but you have to take all your hunting equipment out.
Okay, I
All
gotcha.
equipment has to be out between the hours of 12 p.m. and 4 a.m. Now, between 4 a.m. and 12 p.m., you can have your hunting stuff in there.
Gotcha. So, like, what in the rules? Because I'm just curious, because, like, you guys got a couple of boats. So what I'm thinking, especially if you're, like, running quite a ways down the river, you know, what if, you know, all three, you know, you got the three boats and, you know, all come back out to the river, put all, like, put all the shotguns and, you know, stuff like that in one boat, take that boat back to the ramp and then put it all in, like, the trucks or whatever. And then the other two boats go scout from there. Does that work? Yeah. Or does, like, or do, like, you have to put up your decoys and your birds and all that stuff? It's basically just like, look, dude, we can't physically hunt right now. Is that pretty much the rule? Is like, you just can't have a shotgun?
Yeah, pretty much.
I got you.
I don't think you can have it in the boat. Like, you got to at least take it to the truck kind of deal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I just didn't know if it was one of those deals where it's like, you went to school. You know how, like, at school, like, you're not allowed to have, like, even, like, an empty shotgun hole in the bed of your truck? Let's say it's September 2nd, you know, and, like, you'll get in big, big trouble for that. Stuff like that. It's like, I didn't know if it was that kind of rules where it's like, you can't even have an empty hole in your boat when you're scouting or anything like that. I mean, I assume not, but.
No.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And surprisingly, we haven't run into a game warden yet.
Really?
On wood, but I mean, I'd kind of rather see them out there.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
to me, I don't care. Don't make a lick of difference to me.
Yeah.
But the Monday home was.
The what?
It was cool. We saw a lot of birds, but it was uneventful.
Monday hunt.
Yeah. Went into the closest hole we could find, blind, and no ducks wanted to be in there.
Yeah.
Which, it happens. Well, we've seen a ton flying around, and then just the amount of snows and specks that you see flying around, you know, just hundreds of yards above these holes, just flying around everywhere. It's nuts. So I got a couple videos, and I'm sure we'll post a whole Arkansas trip deal on the page. But it's pretty nuts. It's pretty nuts. We got one hen on Monday. Tuesday, we planned on hunting. Nobody set an alarm because all of us were like, oh, somebody else is setting an alarm. Well, that never happened. So we all just kind of like naturally woke up. We all naturally woke up four. And we were like, oh, we're supposed to be running. And we're like, well, we'll go back to sleep.
Goodness.
Breakfast and go scout.
So was that the plan? Y'all were Tuesday just going to go scout, basically?
Well, no, the plan was to hunt a little bit.
So why didn't y'all scout on Monday?
We did.
Oh, you did scout on Monday. Sorry, I missed that part. Gotcha. So you guys are basically hunting in the morning, scouting in the afternoons? Except for Tuesday, because you just slept in. How many guys are there?
Five, including me.
There's five guys, and not a single one of you, one, set an alarm, or two, asked someone else if they were setting an alarm.
I think one or two of us set an alarm, but, like, it went off and nobody else was up, so they're like, all right, we're going back to bed, which is totally fine with me. Honestly, I needed to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely did, especially...
We all did.
Indeed. Yeah.
I'm still tired. But yeah, so Monday night evening and Tuesday, we scouted, and we had a little insider tip from one of the guys that was hunting this past weekend, and so the evening scout's a little weird. I'm not seeing... Like, we're not seeing any birds when we go into these, you know, around these holes in the evening.
Not seeing any really? Birds.
Yeah.
They're just not there.
Just not there. And I think, I don't know this for certain, but I think they're kind of using the timber. They're not, like, feeding in this timber, if that makes sense. They're more so like loaf
Loafing.
in the timber
Yeah.
because we didn't really start shooting birds till about, I think it was like 8, but it was between 8:30 and 9 because at 8:30, one of the guys had asked, was like, what time is it? And whatever, looked down 8:30, and I was like, all right, 3 ducks at 8:30, that's better than Monday. And then
Yeah, no kidding.
it was action packed the next 30 minutes. Looked down, we had like 8 birds, and it was 9 o'clock, and we got a couple other singles to work in after that. We finished with 10 this morning, which I'm super happy with that. Coming, my first year in Arkansas, and I got some videos to send you, but we were working birds. We weren't shooting at ducks over like they had to be feet down for us to shoot.
You did take some videos?
Oh, well, Braden
I
has
sh
this sweet phone mount.
Okay, I was gonna say, well, he's got a what?
A sweet phone mount, and
Oh,
so
I
like
gotcha.
the tree behind us getting like
That's
everything.
pretty
It's
sick. That's pretty sick. I was gonna say I should have let you take my GoPro. That'd been
yeah,
cool.
I wasn't thinking about it. I brought my camera.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I had some cool pics today of Braden and his pup Zeus. We ran Zeus today, and then I guess we're running Bo tomorrow.
Nice.
Kind of splitting them up. They're both male dogs, and
Sure.
they didn't really get along. We kind of tried to introduce them, and Braden's dog has already gotten to an altercation where he hurt a pit bull real bad.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yeah, well, I don't want a big hospital bill.
Yeah,
He's
sure.
like, oh yeah, no.
How's speaking of which, how's Bo doing?
Well, I only ran him on that one hunt on Monday.
But I mean in generally. Well, yeah, specifically on the hunt on Monday, how'd he do?
He did all right. He broke a little bit.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, just got to keep working with him, I guess.
Yeah, I just wouldn't
Nice.
listen, I think.
How's he
But
doing overall, just like, car ride
oh, he's
and
over the
is he
place.
staying in the house or is he in his kennel, in the kennel?
Yeah, so he's this house. They have a rule that if the dog's in the house, they have to be in the kennel.
Oh, so you gotta lug your gunner in every night?
Well, no, I'm taking him in the cab in the morning.
Oh, so the gunner's just staying in the
Yeah, the gun.
house. I guess that's not too bad.
No, it's just fine. The gun would probably get stole if it was in the bed of the truck, anyways.
Probably. You can lock it up.
Yeah, I can.
What are you sipping on?
Double oak.
You got that Noble Oak?
Yeah.
Is it noble or double?
Noble.
Noble oak. Yeah, nice. How you like it?
It's good.
Is it? You like it?
It reminds me a lot of a Jack Daniels, but
Yeah. It's definitely better than Jack.
it's better than Jack,
It's
no
definitely better
doubt.
than Jack. It I don't know. Jack Daniels for me, it has like a I don't know what to call it. It's like a banana flavor almost. It's a weird thing. I don't know, but yeah, I know. I kind of see what you're talking about. It's been a while since I've had Double Oak, but
I just like I poured a little bit into a glass 2 nights ago and just like took a sip of it, and I was just like got flashbacks to Jack
poof,
Daniel's.
poof, 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 poof.
And then it was like, but it didn't hurt going down. I was like, that was honestly pretty nice. Pretty nice. But yeah, so we hunted that hole this morning. We shot 10 working birds. We should have probably shot our limit of mallards, which is 20, but it's just like you got a big group working, and then two or three from that group just fall out of the sky. It's like, well, I'm not gonna pass up on 3 mallards in the decoys, sitting there for me to shoot, even though there's 20 that may or may not do it behind them,
Yeah, no, I mean that'd be silly.
Yeah, especially first time out here, like we're not passing on teal, we're not passing on wood ducks. We were being pretty selective. Once mallards got in the hole, we killed 2 hen mallards today, and we killed 7 drakes. So we were trying to kill green as best we could. But
Well, I mean, there you go.
I'm not gonna pass on a teal. I'm not gonna pass on a wood duck, widgeon, gadwall, whatever it is. I'm not passing on it. I know a lot of people say, you know, all the mallards are the only ones to work the woods. Well, this hole's so big that they're all working the same, pretty much. So, can't beat it with a stick. I guess definitely send you those videos. But the next 2 days, I know tomorrow we're going to hunt the same hole because that's kind of the word around here. It's like once you find ducks in a hole and they want to be in there, hunt that for a day or two. And hunt that pretty much until they do not want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
And where they want to be.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're pretty yeah, it sounds like
It's difficult to scout.
they're pretty clumped up, you
Yeah.
know. It's like there's either 500 in a hole or there's none in a hole. So, I don't know which it, I mean.
There's not a whole lot of water around, so they're gonna be. It was pretty much you find water, you find birds.
Right, yeah.
Almost, you know.
Heck yeah.
But it's about a 25-minute boat ride back to that hole in the river. I think it's like 5.5, 6 miles, something like that. But it's fun, nonetheless. It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's not a boat, bad boat ride at all.
Monday there was still like, you know, everybody take a Monday off to hunt one more day, like take a
Right.
Friday deal. So that boat ramp was, it wasn't as packed as like a weekend, but there was
Sure.
probably 25, 30 boats in there.
Jesus.
Probably closer to 20, 25.
That's insane. That is insane.
And then so they know one of the guys that was down there like hunting the weekend. Well, he had like I had created a wake, and then Braden was right behind me creating a wake, and then he tried to like go around, and they were like on their side, and then somehow got back. It was scary. It was sketchy, scary for a little bit.
Here's an idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how that boat ramp is. Like, I don't know if it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you put in and then you got to idle out for a little ways, or if it's just like you can pretty much
Put
just rip.
in.
But it's
Yeah.
like, don't passing another boat, especially on a something like a river where it's like it's only 200 yards wide, is not a good idea.
No. There's some spots on that river where it's real easy. You can do it, no problem. But you kind of got to know what you're doing as well.
Yeah, but also it's like, don't know. It's not worth it, especially if you're going downriver,
Yeah.
you know. And it's like if you do fall in or whatever, you know, stuff like that. I
Oh,
don't know.
yeah. But this whole Arkansas thing is fun. It's definitely a learning curve.
Oh
Because
yeah, for sure.
birds like different dudes, these ducks, if you quit calling at these birds, they go away.
Really, you got to call them all the way to the water.
You have to scream the whole way. They just want to be yelled at. There's a couple groups this morning where, in typical fashion, I was just rah, 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 you know, getting spin loud, and then me and Braden would both just kind of be quiet. Let them work. Nope. You shut up, and they just, nope, we're out of here.
That's super weird.
Yeah, about, you know, 8:39, Braden was like, we're going to just yell at him the whole way. What, this next group, just yell at him the whole way. I was like, okay. And it worked. By golly, it worked. And they just right down in after, you know, two or three passes. And I was like, no way. So,
That is
one
wild.
that the whole time. And Braden's got one of these new Levy cuts. Braden can blow that Levy cut.
Oh, what?
The Drake Levy cuts from Rolling Thunder, the
Never
cut.
heard of her.
He's a world champion caller, and
Levy?
yeah, Drake Levy. And he,
Is it Levy?
no, it's Levy. It's
Oh.
Levey, but it's pronounced Levy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sure, could be. I don't know. I have no idea.
He's
You know
probably,
more about this stuff than I do.
yeah, out of the cut down guys, he's considered one of the like power five
Gotcha.
cut down cutters, cut call cutters, whatever you want to call them. But Brandon's got one of those from Rolling Thunder, and Brandon's dad can call real well. and Brandon can call really well. Braden, sorry.
Is that what your cut down is? Is it a Rolling Thunder? Okay, that's what I thought. Heck yeah! Speaking of calls, you wanna talk about some calls, or a call?
What's call?
The one you lost of mine.
Oh yeah. I forgot about it. So yeah, we killed the or wounded the duck or whatever in the hole, and Bo went and grabbed it and
Oh,
brought it
this was on
back.
Saturday.
Yeah, this was on Saturday. And I was like, "Does anybody have a finisher?" And you're like, "Oh yeah, I got a finisher." And then you, instead of just like handing me your
Well,
lanyard.
so okay, so my yeah, the best thing, well, okay, so there were three options that could have been had. So I had my finisher. It was like a double drop loop, right? So I had my finisher on one of the drop loops, and then I had my like 5-1 or 6-1 or however my, my whistle on there. So it was on the other side. So they were next to each other, and they just clip on like a ring on my lanyard. And so I was taking pictures and stuff, and so I was like, I don't really want to have like blood and stuff all over my hands if I don't
City
have to, preferably.
boy. I said city boy.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But I was like, if I don't have to, then I won't. And I was like, I didn't shoot that bird anyways. So I was like, well, and I was just like, I don't know. I could have taken my lanyard off. I just didn't even think about it. But I was just like, here, I unclip it and I just hand it to you. And then you're working on, like, you're dispatching it as mallard with the finisher. And a couple birds come in and, I turn and I look and we shoot at these couple birds and everything. And then couple minutes later, we're like, "Where's the,
Where's the
where,
whistle?
where's the stuff?" And like, I no idea where it went. You were standing out of your layout, and Bo was tied to the layout, and he kind of broke a little bit and kind of like turned and drug the layout. So I don't know if maybe it fell and Bo flung it into the water. I don't know what happened, but that thing disappeared. Because I mean, it's not like we were in super deep grass or anything. We were literally in like dirt. So it was odd.
The thing that probably think happened is that every time I'm blowing a call and I say cut them, my just natural reaction is, oh, it's on my lanyard, let go and
But
shoot
it,
up.
yeah, I get that. But it's like if you just drop something that's in your hand like that, it
It
should
should,
be at your feet. But it wasn't.
yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So, and like it was a little, it was like a, I don't know, a $10 Buck Gardner whistle. And like that finisher, I think I got that in like a hunt crate or whatever they're called from like years and years ago. And so it was less about like, oh man, those are super expensive or anything like that. It was just like they've just been on there forever.
Really convenient, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like,
I
I mean,
technically need these to hunt.
yeah, I was just like, it's not like the end of the world, but it was just like, dang it. And I'm finding it funny enough, I'm finding the hardest part about it is finding the drop loop.
Extra one. I know that it's not the same, but I do have one.
Yeah. But and even when I look up that lanyard online, for some reason now the new lanyards of that model only come with three, and mine has four on it, or had four on it. So,
You got the new model. I just upgraded
yeah, okay.
you.
I went ahead just because I'm impatient and I know you've been super busy this week and stuff. I just went ahead and ordered a whistle and a finisher, and then you can just pay me back later.
Yeah, okay, right. Let me know how much it
But yeah, I will. But
was.
yeah.
Yeah, so I will update with the Thursday Friday hunt next week.
When are you driving back?
Friday, I guess.
Okay.
After the hunt.
Okay. Yeah, so I got the whistle in today. It came in and then the finisher so it should be here not too long. So yeah. Oh, nope. I'm not gonna be able to do what I was thinking. Never mind. Yeah, so what are your impressions of Arkansas so far? Like What are you
It's all part
liking?
of
What are you
the
not liking?
game. I mean, the scouting's a little weird just because, like, we scouted 3 days or 2 days and we didn't see a duck. And then today we go in a hole and we see total, I don't know how many ducks. I mean, there's a ton of ducks. Moral of the story. It's a ton of ducks.
And this was a hole that you guys had scouted and just not seen anything in?
Exactly. But it looked so good. And I saw feathers.
Okay, I gotcha.
Was like, well, I
We
need some
ain't got
feathers.
anything
Got that
better
hole.
to, yeah.
Yeah, let's go try it. And I'm glad we did.
Yeah, nice.
We're going to the same hole in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Y'all didn't find anything this afternoon?
We didn't even look this afternoon. We kind of came to that conclusion last night, after the hunt this morning. But that's the kind of the name of the game is what everybody around here says. It's like, once you find birds in a hole, hunt that for a couple of days at least.
Right, until I get pushed out.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah. Dang.
Sounds good to me.
That does sound weird.
Yeah, right. So just backwards, I feel like. Which, them boys that were hunting this weekend, Friday. No. Saturday they shot 12. This is all out of the same hole.
Nice.
Saturday they shot 12. Sunday they shot an 8-man, 40 mallards.
Yeah, is that the one that on that tree that you sent me the picture of? Yeah, that's insane.
And then Monday out of that hole they shot another 14 or something like that.
Why don't you find out where they were hunting?
I did. But Tuesday they shot 2.
Oh, there's. Oh.
And so it was like once that happens, you know that hole's done for a little bit.
Yeah, that hole's burned. Yeah, I
Yep.
gotcha. Dang.
But so tomorrow, or yesterday we shot 10. Tomorrow, if we can shoot 10 or 15 or 5, or I don't really care. I like working these mallards in that timber down in that hole. I mean,
Something else.
it's something else. I don't have this at home.
No. No, you don't.
No, I don't have this at all at home. This is kind of not spoiled me, but I'm like, are we serious? This is only 6 hours away from the house, you know?
Yeah.
So there might be a few more freelance trips to the old Arkansas Doug Woods.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how what their what their season looks like, but what is it up there? It's like non-residents can only hunt Monday through Friday or something like that, or Monday through Thursday, or
No, non-residents can hunt most of the time. And all the refuges are different, so you gotta look up each one you're going to.
yeah, that's true.
But right now, the second split is closed at WMA's to all residents. Or to all non-residents,
Okay,
sorry.
okay, okay.
So I can't hunt any WMA right now. None of us
So
can.
that's why you're on a refuge.
That's why we're on a refuge.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if, yeah, I'm sure they kind of staggered that on purpose kind of deal.
Yeah.
But the WMAs are open to residents.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I totally get why they would do that.
It's like, I mean, if Texas was so big that everybody came in from out of state and hunted public land, I mean, I'm sure they'd do the same thing.
Right. Well, the problem with Texas is we don't have any public land.
Exactly.
We have per like
Permitted lakes.
right. I think it's per like for how, however many acres Texas is, and then like the percentage of that that's public is the least out of, I think, any state.
Well, I believe it. Well, I all of them, but
Maybe like I'm maybe not technically the least out of any state, because I'm like, maybe Hawaii and Rhode Island and stuff like that, but we have very, very, very little public land,
yeah.
and it's all, a lot of it's like permitted, so like you got to go into a raffle or you got to do this or whatever, and so it's just like, but No, we don't. The only reason people come in from out of state to hunt in Texas is they're either hunting with a guide or they've got a lease or, you know, something on that caliber. You're not coming into,
freelance public land.
No, you're not driving 7 hours to hunt, you know, Canyon Lake down around Austin. Like you're not, yeah. Or San Marcos, you're not doing that.
No.
So, I don't know. Texas public land is definitely different. That's for sure. Oh, because yeah. we like the state doesn't really put money into Texas, like public hunting land. The only reason, like there's some lakes, like let's say, I'm trying to think of like say Tuwakini. It's not really a recreational lake. Ray Hubbard's a big recreational lake. Tuwakini is more of a fishing lake, right? And even at that, I mean, there's not like I'm talking about like just boat ramps in general. Like yeah. The state's not going to put a ton of funding into putting up new boat ramps and keeping up with boat ramps on those lakes that don't, you know, need it. Like they don't have the traffic and stuff. And so it's like, yeah, well, there's a boat ramp here. But it's like, yeah, but it hasn't, like, you got to have four-wheel drive to get to it, you know? So it's just, but, I mean, there's one I have in mind on a specific lake that it's, you know, there's one down from it that's not too bad, so you can still kind of hunt that area, but there's one that would be really nice to, you know, be able to use whatever. It's been closed for like 10 years for no reason, really.
Wow.
There's like a, you know, you go in, there's like a camping area and a boat ramp off the camping area. It's been closed for a long time. Every once in a while, I'll see people there, maybe they're doing construction or something. I don't know what they're doing, but I think it's still closed.
Hmm.
But it's a weird deal.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. Well, I'm probably going about to try to hit the hay and get sleep for tomorrow. No, it's a shorter one. Hate to do it. But I gotta get some sleep, run in the morning, and hopefully we scratch out another. I wouldn't complain about another 10.
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't complain about another 10 at all.
You still shooting that 20 gauge?
Still shooting the 20 gauge.
Yeah.
It's killing birds.
There you go. There you go. We didn't even talk about that. About
yeah, I got a 20 gauge like Elijah's. Running this extra full choke. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I'm
that. Like today, you know, I was putting it just, you know, when them ducks was getting out of the hole, them mallards that were on the water, I mean, just like a little bit above their head kind of deal, and just see my shells going right over it.
Yeah.
And I was, man, I gotta put it right on the green.
It's tight.
All right, on the green, just pull.
What shells are you running?
I'm using the Kent Fast Steel number 2s.
Okay. Yeah. You haven't tried the Apexes, have you?
I don't have those in 20.
Oh, that's right, you don't. Dang, my bad.
I know, Friday I might use my 12 gauge just because I brought a box of the Apexes.
Yeah, I got you. Heck yeah. How far is Max's?
Max Prairie Wings?
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say, I think, because I was going through that fiasco on trying to find them or get them 20-gauge shells, and I was thinking that Max Prairie Wings was an Apex dealer, but I'm not 100% sure if they are. I know Rogers is.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but yeah, it's 45 minutes, so cool.
Were there a couple days ago.
Yeah, bunch of field birds out there, huh?
My goodness, snuggies everywhere.
Yeah.
There for about 30 minutes today and watched, I would assume, 20 to 30,000 snuggies and specks dump into a field.
Just because you're like, eh, might as well.
And tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see the like sheet water that they were getting up off of and then coming to feed. We could see both of them.
Oh, dang.
But yeah, I mean, just 20,000, you know, 1,000 at a time, 500 to 1,000 at a time, get up, just come tornado down in and just repeat cycle for about 30 minutes, and it was crazy.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you sent me that video on Monday, and I was like, dang, I was like, maybe it's a good thing I didn't get to go, because we'd have to stop every half a mile for me to take pictures and stuff.
I feel like, I mean, we've seen just in the 3 days that we've been here, that probably our eighth, ninth, or tenth goose feed. Different goose feed.
You see anything cool?
Toy. Real barred up spec. I got a picture of it.
Or do you?
Yeah, just, I mean, I wish I found like a black spec, you know?
Yeah, that'd been cool.
Chest is just black. That'd have been cool. But
So do you, what do you think the specs, or what do you think the bars mean?
don't know. Probably maturity or I don't know
So that's what everybody thinks, and apparently, like, how dark their bars are,
though.
how dark their belly is, apparently it has nothing to do with their age. If
Wow.
anything, it's like the white on, like, not on their beak, but on their face. Like, it starts at their beak and then it comes back. If anything, it's like the older they are, the further back that white gets,
Wow.
typically. But the bars apparently don't have anything to do with age.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I heard on another podcast from a biologist. So, I mean, I don't know. Don't take my word for it. I'm quoting a biologist. So,
Yeah,
if I'm
right.
wrong, he's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Or I heard
Oh,
him wrong.
yeah.
But
Yep.
yeah, it's
Alrighty,
pretty
well, I'm gonna
cool.
get there. I'm gonna try to get some sleep.
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate y'all listening. Thanks for tuning in, and we will chirp at you later. Adios.
Peace.